Hello, good morning. This is Rick Pina, and I am bringing you today's word for January 6th, 2026. So here we are doing today's word. We've completed in December was 28 years of today's word. Because we started in December 1997. So now in January, we're beginning the 29th year of today's word. To God be the glory for the things that he's done. This is only the second message of the year. And I told you that I am going to go back and finish the book of Galatians, but I'll do that in February. In January, I'm laying a foundation for the year. So as we're laying the foundation for the year, the title of today's message is Discovering Your Divine Identity. One of the things that I teach is that destiny cannot be decided. Like, you know, there's some people that think that they pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. They're self-made men or self-made women, and that they make their own destiny. Well, that's just not biblical. Destiny cannot be decided because God decided before the world began. Destiny, therefore, must be discovered. And so what we get to do is we get to discover what God already planned for us from the foundations of the world, and then we get to become the men and the women that we are called to be. So I'm going to talk about discovering your divine identity. Put in the chat, this is a journey of discovery, and it's an amazing journey. Let's get ready for the word. Open up your heart to receive. All right, so let's get into it. I already told you that 2026 will be a year of discovery, and it will be a year of discovery as we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. What we are going to do this year is we are going to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So how do we get a greater level of grace? By learning and discovering more about God. And the more we discover about God, the more we will discover about ourselves. Let me read for you the foundational scriptures I'll use for this year. The first one is 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 from the Good News Translation. It says, but continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory now and forever. Luke 10 and 20 from the Mirror Translation says, it's time for you to rediscover who you are from heaven's perspective. It's time for you to rediscover who you are from heaven's perspective. I'm not teaching yet, but let me just kind of slide this in for free real quick. And so I came to God when I was 23 years old. I was a staff sergeant in the United States Army, Camp Doha, Kuwait. And I got born again August 27, 1995. And at that point, I made staff sergeant at 22 years old. I was young, I was brash, I was arrogant, I wanted to fight everybody. I'm from Brooklyn, I let everybody know it, and I cursed every third word. And the text just says I had to rediscover myself, and I had to rediscover who God made me to be. And so when I got born again, God started to reveal to me who I really was, and who I was not that. And so I had to learn how to become, I had to be completely transformed into the man that I am today. And guess what? I'm still evolving into the man that God has called me to be. 1 John 3 and 10 from the Mirror Translation says, there is a very visible and vast difference between living one's life from your God identity and living one's life from a fallen mindset. So if you want to live your life like the world, that's way different than living your life based on the identity that God has given you. Proverbs 25 and 2 from the New Living Translation says, it is God's privilege to conceal things, and it is the privilege of kings to discover them. He said that there are immeasurable riches in God that are concealed and that are hidden. And Solomon is writing, and he's a king, so he's like, you know, it's the privilege of a king to go discover those things. Like, you want to discover what God has already stored up. We want to discover the deep things of God. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13 from the New International Version says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Put in the chat, all your heart. He's saying, if you want to seek me and find me, oh, Brother Rick, God doesn't talk to me. Oh, Brother Rick, you always talk about hearing from the Holy Spirit. I don't know. God doesn't speak to me. My question is, are you seeking him and seeking him with all your heart? Because the text says you will seek him and find him when you seek him with all your heart. 2 Peter 1 and 3 from the New King James Version says, God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to glory and virtue. So God has already stored up all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Everything that I'm going to need for life and everything that I need to become a man of God, a godly man, has already been stored up for me. But I will discover those things as I grow in the knowledge of him. That's why this year is going to be a year of discovery, a year of revelation, a year of seeking God, pursuing him, spending time in his presence. And so I really want to focus today on Proverbs 25 and 2. I already read it, but let me read it again. It is God's privilege to conceal things. And then it's the privilege of kings to go discover those things. And then lastly, I have a supporting scripture for today. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18 from the Mirror Translation says this. Let me read this slow. Watch this. Now we all, with new understanding, see ourselves in him as in a mirror, gazing with wonder at the likeness of Elohim displayed in human form. The likeness of Elohim displayed in human form is Jesus. We suddenly realize that we're looking into a mirror where every feature of their image, God, is articulated in the Lord and reflected within us. So he's like, you're looking at this glory, you're beholding the glory of the Lord, and you suddenly realize that you are being reflected in that image. And the goal is for you to become what you behold. The goal is that as I'm gazing into God, so basically the Apostle Paul wrote that. This is not in my notes, but let me just give you the context. What he's saying is, if you read the context, he's comparing the glory of the New Testament with the Holy Spirit, with the glory of the Old Testament. And so what he's saying is that Moses went up into a mountain, and Moses talked to God as if God was his friend. And Moses said, Lord, I want to see you face to face. And the Lord said, I can't let you do that, because if I revealed myself to you, man, you would be destroyed. Like, your flesh can't handle it. It's like, oh, okay. He said, tell you what, this is what I'm going to do. And he put him behind a rock. It was like a cleft rock, and there was a little slit in the rock. And he says, the Bible literally says that God turned his hinder parts to Moses. So he turned his back. He said, I'm going to let you just get a little glimpse of the glory from my backside. And that glory came through the rock. And boom, and it hit Moses so much to where the glory of God was emanating from Moses, to where when Moses came down from the mountain, people couldn't even look at him because he had been with God. Well, so Moses, to have interactions with people, had to put a mask to cover up his face so he could like have normal interactions because people couldn't talk to him. And then Paul explains that was cool and everything, but over time, that glory faded away. Well, in the New Testament, we have the Holy Spirit. And Paul is saying in the New Testament that when we behold the glory of the Lord, we have a glory that does not fade away. And we get to spend time with the Holy Spirit, and we are watching him, and we get Jesus revealed to us as we spend time with him. And we get this interaction to where we actually are transformed into that very same image from glory to glory. And we become what we behold. This is why, as born-again believers, you can't just feed yourself all this junk from the world and then think that you're going to be walking in divine power. And so, because you become what you behold. Whatever gets through your eye gates gets down in your heart. Whatever gets through your ear gates gets down in your heart. And so what you want to do is make sure that you are garbage in, garbage out, that you are getting the right input so that you can evolve and become the right person. Say amen to that. Proverbs chapter 25 and 2, and I already read it a couple of times, says that it is the glory of kings to search out what God has already concealed. What we have to do is we have to pursue so that God can reveal what has been concealed in the past and so that we can discover who we are, right? These things are concealed. They're not concealed from us. They're concealed for us. And what God is asking us in 2026, he's inviting us to go on this journey of discovery so that as we're heading into this year, he's telling us right now in January that there's a lot of things that have been concealed, not from you, but for you. And the way for you to discover these things is you're going to have to pursue me and pursue me with your whole heart. And so we are going to have to discover who we are, but that journey of discovery is going to require us to spend time with God. It's going to require us to pray. Many of us have a practice or a regimen of fasting, and we need to seek God's face. We need to call upon him. We need to be sensitive to the divine promptings of the Holy Spirit so that we can discover the destiny that God established for us before the world began. Some people are like, oh, I'm just going to create my own life. No, you can do that if you want, but wouldn't it be a shame if you spent your whole life trying to become a success at something that you were not supposed to do, and then you only get to heaven to realize that you wasted your whole life. The world thought you were a success because you had money or cars or all that stuff. But God says, hey, son, you never did what I sent you to this planet to do, so you cannot be a success. How do you spell success in God's kingdom? P-U-R-P-O-S-E. Success for God is tied to your purpose. So you cannot be a success outside of your purpose. And if you want to know your purpose, you have to spend time with God. Say amen to that. I said all of that to set up the stage. Now I can start teaching. So what does this mean for you today? I have four things to share with you in this morning. Let's get into it. You ready? Here we go. Number one, you are royally positioned to search out God's secrets. And the reason why I say royally, because in Proverbs 22, Solomon says, it is kings who search these things out, right? It is the concept of, like, as a king, they have the authority to search out anything in the kingdom. And like, they just became a king, and there's like 10 kings before them. And they go, okay, well, now that I'm the king, or now that I'm the president, I can ask questions, right? Like the whole president's book of secrets. I can now ask questions to find out what was conceal from me. Now let me discover those things. Well, God is saying, listen, once you're born again, that all bets are off. There's nothing that's concealed from you, but you have to search those things out. You have to spend time with God. You have to have an intimate relationship with him and his word and his spirit so that God can unveil, unpack, reveal his hidden treasure. What is that treasure? It is a journey of discovery so that God can give you insight, wisdom, revelation, knowledge, and understanding, and you discover yourself in the process. The more you discover God, the more you discover yourself. And let me tell you something, that what you discover in God's word, what you discover in God's spirit, what you discover spending time with God intimately is more valuable than anything that you can get from this world. Say amen to that. So there is an empowering grace that comes from spending time with God, searching out the things of God, and God will give you the answers. God will give you answers that you could have never come up with in your natural mind. God will give you answers, but you have to spend time to go into the things, the deeper things of God. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, this is not part of my notes. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning at verse 9, it says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the good things that God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed those things unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, even the deep things of God. So there are things that are stored up for you. There are things that are stored up for me in 2026. And there are challenges that we're going to face that God already has the answer. And watch this. The Holy Spirit knows the deep things of God. And so we have to spend time with him and spend time in his word. This type of searching requires persistence. Put in the chat, persistence. Just like in most things, if something comes easy, it's not valuable. If something comes easy to you, you don't really value it. And so if you want to discover the treasure, the valuable things that I'm talking about, it's going to take some time. You're like, you can discover things in the presence of God that will change the trajectory of your life. But that's not going to happen at the surface level. That's going to happen when you seek God with your whole heart. He's the one that has the answer to everything. He's already been to your future. And God is saying, all I want you to do is ask and seek and knock. All I want you to do is seek me with your whole heart. And so God says, if you seek me with your whole heart, I will tell you great and mighty things that you know not of. So what you want to do is this year, 2026, declare right now in January that this is a year of discovery, that this is a year of pursuit, that you are going to spend time pursuing God like never before. Say amen to that. Number two, the word of God is your reflecting pool. So James calls the word of God like a mirror, right? And so the word of God is like a reflecting pool. Like Psalms 23, God leads us beside the still waters. And so my pastor, Tony Brazelton, just mentioned the other day about the Lion King. And so how Simba goes up to the little reflecting pool, reflecting pond, and he looks down. And in the movie, he looks down and he's a young lion. And as he looks down, what he sees is a reflection of his father. And so he sees his father in his own reflection. And he was like, wow. And so now I can become what I behold. And that's how it is with us. When we are spending time in God's presence, the word of God is like a mirror. And as we're spending time in God's presence, as we're meditating and medicating on God's word, we get a reflection. And what God does is he reflects himself back to us so that we can become what we behold. We are gazing into the glory of God and we are transformed into that very same image from faith to faith and from glory to glory. This is a mirror revelation. We are looking at God and what we're getting is an image of him. And as we're getting not an image of us the way we are, we're getting an image of him and we are transformed. Let me read that to you again. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. It says, now we all with new understanding see ourselves in him as in a mirror, gazing with wonder at the likeness of Elohim displayed in human form. That's Jesus. And we suddenly realize that we are looking into a mirror where every feature of the image, God is articulated in the Lord and then reflected within us. Now, when people come in contact with me, they know that I've been spending time with God. They actually come in contact with God when they come in contact with me because I have spent time with God. They will know that man right there, there's something on him. He's been with God. He is the son of God. Why? Because I spent time with him. And when I come back, I'm coming back like Moses coming down from the mountain. And people are like, whoa, it's obvious that there's something on you. It's obvious that you have spent time with God. Come on now. You need to spend so much time with God that when people come in contact with you, they are coming in contact with God. I can't tell you how many times in corporate America, people that don't even understand the things of God will say, Rick, I don't know. There's something different about that dude right there. I don't know what it is. I can't put my hand on it. I can put my hand on it. It's called the anointing. And so if you want to see the glory of God manifested in your life concerning your finances, right? Like your financial reality. Guess what? You need to see what God says about that in the mirror. You want to see, Lord, what do you want to do with my relationships with my children? You want to see what's going on with your children? Spending time in the mirror. Whatever you need in 2026, whatever you're facing, you need to be like Simba looking down at that thing and seeing his father. As you spend time in the mirror, as you spend time with God, you get to discover who you really are. And you will eventually become what you consistently behold. Let me say that again. I've said that you become what you behold, but there needs to be a level of persistence about it. And so you will eventually become what you consistently behold. So as we are here in January 2026, my question for you is, what are you meditating on? Now, if you come to me and say, Rick, it works the other way too. If somebody comes to me and they are broke, busted, and disgusted, frustrated, disillusioned, hard to get along with, that's the way Bishop Nate Holcomb used to say it. If somebody comes to me and they're always just complaining, then I know what they've been spending time reflecting something else. If they were not reflecting God, but if all they do is say, oh, woe is me, and all they do is complain and gripe and say, you know, that with their own mouth, they're saying that they always lose and things don't work out for them. I know that they have been spending time, but they've been looking in the wrong mirror. Say amen to that. Number three, grace for beyond pushes you beyond your boundaries. Listen, in this, put in the comments, no limits and no boundaries. At the end of the day, you got to stop all these limitations. Well, Rick, you don't understand. The way my bank account set up, like, stop already. There's nothing God can't do. Well, you don't understand. You know, the people that look like me or people where I'm from, stop with all that. Oh, but people, you know, the man, ain't no man got nobody down. Like, if you're born again, nobody can hold you back. Like, stop already. Like whatever was holding you back, that's the past. Let that stuff go. When you embrace the grace life, it means that nothing can stop you. It means that God is on you, in you, with you, for you. And so you are operating from a spiritual realm. You set up your base camp in the things that are above, not the things that are below. That means that you got to let go of all of that past trauma. Oh, you don't understand, Rick, because when I was 7, when I was 14, look, whatever. God can heal your heart. God can heal your soul. We got to move on, bro. Forward ever, backward never, the best is yet to come. You can't stop. You can't keep living in the past. You got to let that stuff go. If you want to see the glory of God manifested in your health, your body, your relationships, your family, your children, your finances, then you got to believe God, because there are no limits in God. Stop putting artificial limits on a limitless God. Once you insert God into the equation, then the outcome of the equation changes. God, because God is God and he can do all things, and he sits on the circle of the earth, and I'm in God and God is in me, then I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But my mind has to be set on the things that are above, not the things that are below. I have to meditate and medicate on God and what he is saying to me. And I have to believe, I have to get more input from the Holy Spirit through my spirit than input from this world. Your body is getting input. Your 5 physical senses are getting input from this world. Emails, text messages, watching YouTube, all that stuff. You're getting input from this world. But then the Holy Spirit is speaking to you through your spirit. Whose report are you going to believe? I choose to believe the report of the Lord. Number 4, so I can let you go. Seeking is the pathway to revelation and manifestation. It's about seeking. Put in the chat, I'm a seeker, right? It's not about being passive. It's about being passionate. Jeremiah 29 and 13 says you got to seek God and seek God with all your heart. This year, 2026, God is looking for wholehearted worship, for a hunger in your spirit. If you have a hunger and thirst for righteousness, you will be satisfied. If you ask, if you seek, if you knock, then you're going to get the answers. But whatever doors were shut for you in the past, those doors are going to open. This is a season for doors of revelation, insight, wisdom, opportunity, relationships, wealth, success, prosperity. All these doors are open for us. But for those doors to open, you have to seek God, and you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable in the process, because God, for God to get you from where you are to where you're going, he has to stretch you, and stretching is uncomfortable. Isabella and I have been through seasons of stretching, and we're going to continue to go through seasons of stretching, and that process of stretching is never going to stop until we die and go to heaven, because at the end of the day, we can't stop growing. So for us to become the men and the women that God has called us to be, we have to be open to being changed, to being transformed, to being stretched, to being moving, going from level to level, going from realm to realm, from paradigm to paradigm. And so you got to be open. God has already been to your future. And for God to get you to the future that he wants for you to have, you got to stop holding him back, looking back and complaining. It's time to let that stuff go. Seek God and seek him with all your heart. And as you seek him, you will find, you will discover, things will be revealed. God will flood your eyes with light. This is what the Apostle Paul prayed in Ephesians 1 and 17, that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened or flooded with light, so that you would know what is the hope of his calling and the exceeding great riches that we have in heavenly places towards us who believe. So there are exceeding great riches in heavenly places. And what we want to do is we want our eyes to be flooded with light to the point where we discover what God wants for us in this season. Say amen to that. Let's close this message out with a declaration of faith. Listen, I just gave you a lot. This is a message you might want to listen to again if you're serious about laying the foundation for 2026. But let's close it out with a declaration. Say this. Say, Father, I thank you for helping me to search out the deep matters of my destiny. I declare that you have hidden wisdom. You have hidden treasure. And it's not concealed from me. It's actually concealed for me. And I will discover that as I seek you with all my heart. The Holy Spirit will reveal what was previously concealed, but what was prepared for me. I look into the mirror of your glory, Father. And in that mirror, I see Jesus. And I am being changed into that very same image. When I come out of that environment and I come out of my prayer room, I know that I can do all things. I know that in this season, the doors of failure have been closed. I shall not know defeat. The doors of success have been opened, and I will experience your best. I boldly declare, greater is coming for me. And I declare this by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. This is today's word. Tomorrow, I'm going to have another one. I love you. God loves you more. To God be the glory. Apply it and prosper. So, three things. Number one, if this message was a blessing to you, leave me some comments in the chat right now. I want to read it. Number two, share this message. Share on your social media, on your timeline, or with your friends. If you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, do it now. And then lastly, listen to this outro video. There is some information in here for you. I love you. God loves you more. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you for watching the Grace Life Podcast. There's a few things that I want to make you aware of. First of all, if you would like to support our ministry and especially support what we're doing in the Dominican Republic, well, we have over 235 children in a school getting a Christ-based education free of charge. We're paying for everything. Our ministry does that out of the love of God and all of our partners that are supporting it. You can go to ripministries.org and make a donation, and all your donations are tax deductible in the United States. Also, I have some books that are available to you in audio form and also in paperback or hardcover. So go to Amazon.com and just search for Rick Pina, or you can go to rickpina.co. And when you go there, you'll be able to see the links. You can get a book that I wrote called Level Up Your Life, where you can level up your life in five areas of your life. There's a devotional guide that will lead you to experience grace-based success. And if you want assistance with declaring the word of God over your family and your finances and your health and your career, you should get 150 affirmations for men or 150 affirmations for women. And we have lots of other books and journals and other content that can be a blessing to you. Some people ask me, where do I get that sweater or a hoodie or a t-shirt? Go to thegracelife.co. We have some of this available on Amazon, but the full store is thegracelife.co. Finally, listen, people have been coming to Isabella and I for mentorship for many, many years. And the Lord led me a few years ago to take some of the content that we've been mentoring others with. And instead of just saying it over the phone or on a video call, we've been recording this content and publishing it. We have well over 1,000 videos at this point. And a lot of the videos have a PDF handout that goes along with them. So we publish all of this content on our Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/Rick Pina. There's different ways to join. At the lowest level, you have access to all the content. At another level, if you want to have one-on-one sessions with Isabel and I, you can do that too. So if you would like to be mentored by us, please go to patreon.com/Rick Pina. Thank you for being a blessing to us, and we pray that we will continue to be a blessing to you.